is Jim Becker, not too pleased there for the Ubley head coach. 2:41 left in the second quarter. It's 6-6. Harbor Beach and Ubley all squared up, and the Ubley Bearcats facing a 2nd and 22 in their own territory right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Deer hunting season may be short, but car deer accident season is year-round, so you need to keep the Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Body Shop on speed dial. There's no need to call anyone else. They can pick you up and even bring a loaner with their own tow truck. Their certified body and paint technicians use OEM parts and the latest environmentally friendly techniques and paints. They work with all insurance companies and service all makes and models. That's at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where you can buy or lease a brand new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On a 2nd and 22 for the Ubley Bearcats, coming out of a timeout from the 27-yard line, William Spicer gets the handoff out to about the 37-yard line. A gain of, just about 10 yards on that one. So that's going to be third down in 12 now from the 37-yard line. Inside Ubley territory, 6-6 tie ball game. 2 minutes left in the first half.
That's a big play for the Bearcats. Second down at 22. That is a big number. William Spicer able to get through that line of scrimmage quickly and get into the secondary, and Devin Finkel's got to haul him down, but this makes third down a little bit manageable. Still a long ways to go.
Casey Sweeney hands off to Ethan Lemke, and Harbor Beach's front line stops Lemke after about a gain of 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage a long time ago, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach with 1:51 left after a 2-yard gain, maybe even 3, to the 40-yard line for Ethan Lemke and the Bearcats. Dave Hansen, 1:51 left in the first half. Troy Shelke calls the second timeout for Harbor Beach, trying to set up as much play clock here as possible.
No question about it. He knows that his offense, when he wants to spread it out and sling it, he has the ability. But I think to look into it a little deeper, you mentioned one very important thing. He's got a timeout in his pocket. They've already blocked a punt tonight. So I would think he would set up a return and hope that one of his playmakers can make something happen. But in this case, I think it's an all-out rush. They're going to try and find a way to block that punt again and see if they can give that offense of theirs one more short field to work with before the half.
It's now New Lothrop 38, Cass City nothing in the second quarter. The route is on in New Lothrop, which would set up that rematch for Pauwama Westphalia and New Lothrop.
Well, this New Lothrop team, we know Pauwama Westphalia is obviously for real, but this New Lothrop team is actually a team, a force to be reckoned with. Normally, it's all talk. A physical team can beat them, but in this case, they look ready to go.
Ubley in punt formation on a 4th and 9 from their own 40-yard line. Casey Sweeney stands at his own 28-yard line. Good snap, punt is away, and it's bounces there, comes in at Mason Yon's hands to the 28-yard line, breaks free, first tackle, now second tackle, still on his feet, and gets tackled forward out to the 40-yard line. Tackle made by number 81, Isaac Warzynski. He's a starting tight end, also on special teams, also on defense for this Ubley defense. 1st and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at their own 40-yard line. A 60-yard field to work with, 1:41 left before the half is over.
So remember that earlier in the game when Michael Anderson was on 3rd and long through the deep wall down the right sideline and then down the sideline on the left side, it's one-on-one coverage, and he trusts his playmakers, especially Mason Yon's his favorite target, Nathan Seaman, Garrison Booms. They've all made big catches in the season as it's gone on. Don't be surprised if they run a couple screens and then work to throw the bomb.
Wing to or pass to the right is complete, and that's into the hands of Nathan Seaman, and he runs out of bounds at the 48-yard line into Ubley territory after a 12-yard gain, but there is a flag on the play, and that sits at the 45-yard line inside Harbor Beach territory. Block in the back, I do believe, is the initial call here, and that is exactly what it is from the spot of the foul, and this will push Harbor Beach back. When all said and done, 5 yards and repeat the down, pushing them back to their own 35-yard line. 1:34 left in the first half.
Right, which means that one of the guilty parties is one of the wide receivers that was over there blocking on the play for Nathan Seaman. 5 yards downfield. As that receiver runs down the field, goes past him, those defensive backs turn around to go get him. You can't push him if you can see the back of their jersey, and that's exactly what happened. So 10 yards back will now make it first and 15 from Harbor Beach's own 35-yard line. Minute 34 to go in the half.
6-6, Ubley and Harbor Beach all squared up. Ubley scored on their first drive of the night with 7:42 still left in the first quarter. And Harbor Beach scored shortly thereafter. Nothing. Rolling to his left, Anderson looking to pass downfield. Has it caught to Devin Puff, but it's actually incomplete. As it was, they're going to say, is actually caught, but then fumbled out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Now they're saying incomplete pass. So incomplete pass stops the clock with 1:27 left in the second quarter. 6-6, Harbor Beach a second and 15 from their own 35.
That is a good conference. There's no way that the catch was completed. A football move was made. That ball, as soon as he had it, the ball came out loose. There was never control of the ball. That is a good call. Incomplete pass, second and 15 upcoming for Harbor Beach.
1:27, clock stops momentarily. Harbor Beach with one more timeout in this half. Ubley with two.
We mentioned this on Sunday, that MLS passing game really prepared these Bearcats for the passing game of Harbor Beach.
They've done
a really good job in this first half.
Most certainly. It's a quarterback keeper, Anderson, around the right end. He has positive yards. Has the first down into Ubley territory. Still at the 40-yard line. Enforced out of bounds. Right around, they're going to say, the 37-yard line. Tackle made, pushed out of bounds by Colton Rosenthal. And Michael Anderson, using his own feet, swings and flips the field from the 35-yard line in his own territory to the 37-yard line in Ubley territory. A big 28-yard gain.
In 2012, when Harbor Beach really brought this offense to life and ran it to its best capability way back when, that was the part of the game that was the best. It wasn't the fact that they threw the ball more often or less. They ran the ball very good from the shotgun formation, and right there is a sign of that, of more things to come. Michael Anderson making the right read.
Trips to the left, and it's a pass completion to Nathan Seaman. He has down to the 25-yard line, and this will be enough to move the chains. Tackle made by Ethan Verusky out of the secondary. A 12-yard reception stops the clock momentarily to move the chains. 1:12 left in the second quarter. 6-6. Harbor Beach on offense, all squared up with Ubley.
And as the officials place the ball and we get the chains moved, that gives Harbor Beach a little extra time to get a play call in, get everybody on the same page, and still have, without burning much time, they stay in the shotgun formation.
Less than a minute to play now. Anderson in the shotgun, rolls passing to his right, and it's a little miscommunication as he threw it right at the feet of number 29, Devin Finkel, coming out of that backfield. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 57 seconds left, second and 10 from the 25-yard line of Ubley.
I don't know if I call it miscommunication, Clark, but two things happened there. Number one, Michael Anderson made a very poor throw, and it was low, and it had no chance of being caught. But you're noticing these receivers and these playmakers, Clark, on both teams be very tedious with their cuts because they're afraid of falling down.
Yeah, certainly.
And Devin Finkel there kind of shuffled his feet a little bit to make that pivot to head to the sideline. And Michael Anderson, though, just let it go a little late, and the ball goes right down into the turf and bounces up into Finkel's lap. He did create a lot of space. There was an open opportunity there.
Trips to the left, Anderson to pass to the near sideline, and it is caught. Did they say is caught at the 17-yard line? And they say it was caught, and that's into the hands of number 16, Nathan Seaman. They're going to say he's down to the 17-yard line. This will be a gain of 7 on the play. Clock continues to roll down. 45 seconds left in this first half. Third down and 3, and Harbor Beach has already come to the line.
Yeah, good move there. I'm not sure why the whistle didn't blow right away when he caught the ball laying on the ground.
NFL rules.
Yeah, apparently it's NFL. You get up and run.
Anderson rolling to his right, looking to pass. Here come the white jerseys. Throws this downfield, and it's nearly almost intercepted by Ethan Lemke at the 1-yard line, but he can't bring it in. Pass is intended for Mason Yon. Incomplete pass. Now a third down and 3 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. At the Ubley 17, actually the 18, fourth down and 3 at the 18-yard line.
Oh, if you're Michael Anderson, that is a risky throw, throwing it back towards the middle of the field where all them defensive backs are. Ethan Lemke almost had a pick there, hit both of his hands. I actually thought he did pick it off, but if you're Michael Anderson, you have to understand the situation. And again, the lack of passing plays comes into effect here. You only needed 3 yards for a first down, and Devin Puff, your dump-off back was right in front of you. You could have dumped it off and got the first down. He went for the big play, and now it's 4th and 3. Harbor Beach needs a first down.
Anderson staying in the pocket, looking to pass, has him downfield into, and cannot bring it in, Devin Finkel, and it's another 4th down turnover. Turnover on downs gives the ball back to the Ubley Bearcats, and Harbor Beach cannot convert on 4th down again. 24 seconds left in the first half.
And again, you can see signs of of team that hasn't thrown the ball a lot this year. That ball was high and behind the open receiver, Devin Finkel, across the middle of the field. He's got to lead him, and he gets a score.